You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. The Friday Mix. Food.
It's now 22 minutes past one. We get to talk food this afternoon and really delicious food. I can't explain what Chef Siyakobo does. I really can't explain it. I took someone who's very dear to me for their birthday dinner and the family to Chef Kobo's restaurant in town in Maboneng. And everybody still talks about those flavors, the flavors of the food, that menu, the dining experience. I think we had the 5-course tasting menu, and that's exactly what's on offer now. And he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Chef Kobo. It's been such a long time. How are you?
I am fine as well. Thank you very much for having me. It's been challenging, as we all know it.
Mm.
But we're soldiering on and we're pushing on.
Yes. So now you have partnered with the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School to do what you do best. Tell me about what is on offer and this partnership between the two.
Okay. Firstly, the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School, they've opened up a restaurant called Conceptions. And the idea behind that is to work with different professional chefs that will be working with the students to pack knowledge as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we'll be hosting a lunch. It's Kobo Cuisine's well-known taste on indigenous steak.
Yes.
And it's going to be a 5-course tasting meal. If I can sample a little bit of things that are there on the dessert, I start with the dessert.
start with the end in mind, and life's too short, right?
Yes,
too short.
Absolutely, man. What we have on the dessert there, we have a chocolate and banana gateau. It's more like a slice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got macadamia nuts, and the ice cream is made with umgombut, the traditional beer.
Oh, wow. I've never had ice cream like that before.
Yes, that's basically what we'll be having. We also have a course there that is with snook. Snook is, we glaze it with rooibos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put some apricot there. We smoked it with rooibos. We glaze it with apricot.
Mm.
And it's going to go with the mango chutney. The mango chutney, we're making a mousse out of it.
Mm. And you're famous for this. You're famous for giving us jellies, for giving us mousses, for giving us crumbles that taste like flavors that we know, but maybe in the way they present, it might look different. But when we eat it, it's often it's flavors that we know. Those desserts sound absolutely exceptional. So there's some mqombothi ice cream.
Yes,
were you playing around? And what did you take out of the mqombothi to give you that flavor to fuse with ice, to turn into ice cream?
What we've basically done is we're taking mqombothi as is, and then we sift it. We're going to be taking in 3-4, and then we dry those. We'll mix them in a pan with a little bit of sugar, and then we let them cool again. We'll break them down. We sift them, so we make a nice glass as a garnish with that.
So
that's basically what we're doing. So in terms of food and that we do at Kobo Cuisine, we go through all flavors, but we don't change the flavors. We play with the textures. We make sure that you enjoy the experience. So tomorrow, that's what's going to be happening at the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School. It's happening from at 12 o'clock. And the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School is on 85 Commissioner Street here in downtown Joburg. For people that are concerned, there is a parkade. There is a secured parking. There's also a security that is on site. We selected this restaurant because we also want to adhere to the current government restrictions in relation with the current pandemic. So the space is quite open. It's got about 5 different sitting areas where we can easily do the social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And each table will have its sanitizers. There will be screening on the door as you come in. And basically, we follow the protocol, but we also try to give you an experience and remind you that in the case of crisis, there's still finer things to be enjoyed.
Yes, absolutely. So the 5-course meal is, what, 550 Rand? And yes. I've been to this particular culinary school, and you're right about, I can see it in my mind's eye, the different seating areas. So it is quite possible, very easily, in fact, to create the social distancing that is required. But I also want to touch on your menu. You gave us the course 5.
I gave you course 5, and I skipped to course 2. two,
mm-hmm.
and we also have a course three.
Yeah,
course three. There we have a chicken chakalaka.
Mm-hmm.
So the chicken chakalaka we are serving there with a puree made with tamalia.
Tamale.
And then we are also serving it with umka.
Mm-hmm.
Umka is basically pumpkin and pap. But we've made a royale out of the pumpkin, and we cook the pap. We use it nice at the base. We put the royale. It's more like a savory brulee.
Wow.
It's
yes.
very nice. We also have an edible soil that we used, and we made that with the seeds. That we toasted.
That's my favorite part. That's absolutely my favorite part because it's reminiscent of the ash, you know.
Yes. We have the ash on the main on the course number four, just the course before the dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have there is a short rib. So the short rib we've braised it nice and slowly. We took the carrot puree, which we roasted, used a little bit of cane sugar syrup. And mm-hmm. then that puree, we also take it, mix it with a little bit of flour. We roll it nice and thin, and we wrap it around. And we use that almost like a pie, but in a very delicate manner because it's going to be an open pie that you don't bake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes with there's an ash there. There's a biltong dust as well.
Yes.
So that will be the course number four.
But I can't let you go without telling us about umvubo. This is really, I think, one of the stars.
Opening. It's Kobo Cuisine's signature dish.
Yeah.
So everywhere we go, we always open with that dish.
Yeah.
So we have that as an opening dish. So the opening dish is umvubo, which is putupap, and we call it umphokoqo, namasi. So we put the amasi in a warm place, we split it, we make the jelly with the whey.
Mm.
We use the amasi to make nice little cheese balls. We use the amasi as well to create a dressing. And the dressing that we make, we use some honey in there just to bring in a little bit of sweetness because those whey jellies, they bring bitterness. Then the dressing amasi with a little bit of honey brings a little bit of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And then where we were cooking the putupap, the isikoko, we call it in Kela where I come from. We take that and we reboil it, we blitz it up, we make nice little thin wafers. So what we basically do is we still give you the same flavors of the dish, but it's just done in a very, very different way. If you look into the Johannesburg Culinary and Facebook School, their Facebook account, there is a video that I've done there with the students.
Right.
Just to give you a sneak peek of what we'll be doing on the day.
Fantastic. So, Chef, how do we book for 12 o'clock for tomorrow?
There is info at jcps.co.za or you can call the following number, 011-024-5277.
Beautiful.
Info at jcps.co.za or 011-024-5277.
Winning. Thank you so much, Chef.
Things you do it through that.
Yes. Thank you very much, Chef. I would implore you to go and check out this particular menu. I don't think you've seen anything like it before. Everyone that I know who's experienced Chef Kobo's menu is just always so blown away. So it's info at JCPS. That stands for the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School .co.za and 011-024-5277. If you want to book for 12 o'clock tomorrow for this 5-course tasting meal, courtesy of Conception by the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School in partnership with Chef Siya Kobo.